Hi, good morning, Evan. This is Nadine with Local Splash. I spoke with you
last week. Oh, yeah, Nadine. Perfect time for you to call, actually.
How's it going? How was your weekend?
I'm with my partner, Robert, and we've gone over all your stuff.
Okay.
I'm working on getting us pinned right now.
Okay.
But we hadn't, I had a wedding this weekend, so we didn't get around to doing the stuff. But I got Robert right here with me, and we could talk about a little bit about what you're going to do.
Yeah. So right now you're in the process of getting the business PIN verified, you mentioned?
More like we've talked about it. We haven't actually done it, but we have. It's an address, right? And we got to add it on Google. Is that what you're right?
So how it works, okay, so the Google, you have to have a Google business profile page, right? If I'm not mistaken, you have one, but
okay,
it shows
but
that you're
old.
Permanently closed. Which I don't know why it says that.
Probably because it was done by an old marketing company and they're jerks. Because they were, probably when I quit paying them, they just shut it down. I remember
they should have never done that. They should have never done that. Do you remember what email address was used? Because.
Not exactly, but we could try. I only have two of them for me. So if it's either one of mine, it's that. And if it's one of theirs, I'm going to have to.
Because what you should do is try to claim that one. Only because you already have 19 reviews on there.
Oh, so we're set.
What I would do is, are you looking at that Google profile page?
No, I'm not. But are they good reviews?
Yeah, there's like 19 of them, 5 stars. It has your phone number listed on there, the 904-9787.
Wow. Okay, well, let's try to get into that.
What I would do is this, because you're the one who's got to claim it, right? Because it's your profile. I'm going to tell you how you can get
can
in
I
there.
Can I do it on my phone? Can I do it on my phone?
You
right
should
now?
Be able to. If you pull up that Google profile page, there should be...
Upright Mechanical on Google?
All I did was type in Upright Mechanical on Google, and it came right up. It shows me, like, wherever you're listed.
You manage this. It says I manage it. Okay.
Okay.
Why does it
so do you
closing?
See Do you see where it says suggest and edit?
Hold on. Let me click onto it.
When you're looking at the permanently closed.
I don't want to be on Facebook. I want to be
No. When you're looking at the Google profile page that says permanently closed, you're looking at that one, right?
I Googled Upright Mechanical and it didn't pull me to what you were talking about. It pulled me to two other things.
I will show you what I'm looking at. This number that we're speaking on, you can get a text message, right?
I think I have it now. 22 views.
I'm seeing one that
says
19.
Looking at it.
Okay, perfect.
I'm looking at it.
Okay, so you're on it. Good. Now, if you look at where it says permanently closed, there's like a little arrow down. Do you see that?
Yes.
You're looking at it from your phone, right?
Suggest and edit,
yes.
Right?
Yes. Go to that. Click on the suggest and edit and see what it does.
Open with main hours.
Yeah.
Open with main hours, right?
So do you see how it'll say suggest and edit, reason for suggested edit, reopen, temporary closed, doesn't exist here, duplicate. So what I would put is the reopened.
It doesn't say reopen, though. It says open with main hours, open with no main hours.
Well, okay, then I would just put your main hours in. Go with that one and see what it does.
Okay, main hours,
yeah.
And it's probably because I'm going
to
see it.
8 to 5.
Yeah, and I'm probably going to see it different because I'm not the owner of that. When you open it, it's because you have the ownership of it. I don't know why they would put permanently closed on you. They should have never done that, but that's okay.
Sorry.
No worries.
That's what I get for letting other people run my stuff.
Well, no company should be doing that, period, whether you stop using them or not. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
I've seen some companies in the past that that's happened to them.
Okay, there you go. I changed it to – I didn't change it. I did open with main hours. Okay, I did change it. 8 to 6, 8 to 6.
Okay, so sometimes because you make the edit, right, it might take a little bit of time for it to remove that permanently closed. You know what I mean? So I would say give it –
My edit was not approved. Oh, there you go. My phone number is saved.
Uh-huh.
Okay, let me see. Business category primary. Your edit is pending. It usually takes up to 10 minutes to be reviewed.
Yeah. So they're going to review it. You know what I mean? Just keep a lookout on your emails because they might send you something like, okay, just verify this.
What's the address on this?
It doesn't even show an address. There's no address
so
that shows for you.
Is that the pinned part that I need to do?
Yeah, typically, so when they pin verify you, right? Because you're considered like a home office. It's not like you have an actual office that someone comes to and picks out tile or flooring. You know, you don't sell products.
Yes.
You're a mobile type of business. You go to their business or their residence, right, and do the work. So when you get PIN verified on Google, you'll get a PIN code that's sent to you in the mail. Sometimes they might even text you a PIN code. So if you get an SMS message, like if they send you a text, they're going to send it to your phone because I'm assuming that that's the phone number that's associated with the business, the one that I'm currently seeing that you and I are speaking on, right?
Yes,
Now, if there's an address that they send it to, it would be whatever address you used. Do you even recall the address that you used at the time? It would have probably been a home address.
It doesn't say, but yeah, it would probably be my business address, I'm guessing, if they let me do it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It just would never be a P.O. box, I will tell you that. So basically what you're trying to do is you're trying to take this permanently closed down, so this way it removes that and leaves you as now an open business. Because there's no reason for you to create a new profile page is what I'm trying to tell you because you already have one. It's
so
just the fact that they put it as permanently closed.
I'm in the street address. Let's put that's what I'm saying. Hold on a second. I'm going to enter a street address. I'm in here where I can edit it now.
Oh, you can? Okay, so what is the address that you – let me.
One
I would
second.
Say this, the address that you have associated with the business license and business insurance. What address is that you use?
Oh, well, that would probably be my parents' address then if I wanted to do that one.
Yeah, right. I mean, if it's already posted.
Let me look that up real quick, too.
Yeah. And I would say you want to keep it the same as what you have, the license and the insurance, because this way everything matches. The address would be hidden, though, just so you know. No one would see that address.
The crazy thing is I think that some of my stuff is actually linked to a P.O. box.
Is it? Okay.
And it's wild because my contractor's license is linked to a P.O. box.
Okay,
you shouldn't be able to do either, right?
Yeah, no. And that's okay. Google does it. Google, you can never, ever, ever pin verify at a P.O.
box.
Yeah, so it might have been.
They'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's what happened is I wrote down as just a number, and I guess they thought it was like an apartment or something. So that's why it's on my – and it might be on my insurance, just to let you know, too.
Yeah,
but Google
that's
will probably
fine.
Figure it out. You know what I mean? Because like you said, they have the maps.
Yeah,
I've noticed
as long as that Google profile page is not a P.O. box, you're good, right?
Okay. Yeah,
we know
sometimes
businesses, are their insurance and their license like is associated with a P.O. box. But again, I mean, Google just wants to make sure that you're not PIN verified at a P.O. box because they'll never verify you there.
No, I'll use my parents, and it's tied to some things with my business, so that should work reasonably well, I guess.
Yeah.
4263, I just had to look it up, 4263, Peterwood. Oh, so we don't need, we're almost ready for you right now, actually, because we've got the reviews already.
Yeah, you already have the reviews. I just want to make sure it gets out of that permanently closed. Without us having to fix it for you, and then that's an additional charge. And I'm trying to steer away from that.
You're the best.
For you.
I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Even if it takes a day or two, I mean, I would just rather that without you guys having to pay that.
Address too far apart. Address, adjust the maps or the pinpoints. Okay. All right. Okay, I got to adjust. Okay, and Parkway. Go back. So I had it pinned to my old address at John's Drive.
Oh, okay.
That's where it was pinned, but I don't even live there. I sold that house.
Yeah, so chances are they'll send you another pin because you're updating the address, which is fine.
Okay, hold on, I have to do it again. I messed it up. I did the wrong way. I'm pinning it again. They're letting me pin it.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, that's fine. Because typically when you make an edit like that, like if you're updating the address, Google's going to repin you anyways. So they'll send you like another pin code to verify you is what it is.
Okay. It says address and pin are too far apart. What? No, I moved it. Oh, you know, oh, stupid. It's not Sacramento, it's Rockland. So, all right, I don't know why forever, for whatever reason, it's still telling me that the address and pin are too far apart.
That's weird. Did you go back out and go back in, maybe?
Maybe. Hold on. Website is. Your website was updated. You might want to look again.
Let me
that.
Check.
Just. Sorry, bro.
No, no worries.
Was that it? Yes. Here, let's get into it. No, I'm just trying to recite. We're right in the middle of it.
It's okay.
It's here on the right. Big one in the middle.
I didn't get the smile on this. Whatever you wanted. Right?
And you want a little one here?
I limited the stuff I was going to bring.
No, I should have it. If not, we'll go buy it. All right. Address and these are too apart. Just enough to pinpoint or learn more. Just, I mean, maybe they want the pin to be really on it.
Maybe.
Maybe that's what it is. I gotta really look here, because I might have not see the road. You're right, you're not there. They are pretty far. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Where's the lake? There's the DMV. Oakwood, Farmwood. Cedarwood. There we go. Done. Babe. Phil says it's too far apart. I was right on it there, too. I mean,
that's
at least
weird.
On the screen. Just... Done. Babe. Well, maybe I should back out of it, and it's got everything in there, 4263 Cedarwood Street. Rocky
that, or maybe even trying it from the desktop.
But it definitely looks like I'm back is open, if you want to check it out.
Yeah, I checked it. I didn't see it opened yet, so I would still give it, like, maybe give it a few more hours, and I'll check back on it to see if it shows you now
open.
I'm
going to go back into it real quick here in a second.
Too. Okay.
No, it says permanently closed still.
Yeah. So I would give it a few hours, and then let's check back on it.
Okay, let me see if I went back and I want to see if the address more from the business. Where did I find the address? Business location. Show business. Address to customers. Do I show, no. Don't show the customers, right?
The what? What's it asking you?
Do I want to show the business address to customers?
No.
I don't. Okay.
No. Hide the address.
This is my place. No location. Okay.
Yeah, the only time you want the address to show if it's an actual storefront.
Okay. So... That's what's weird about it right now. Because on this, maybe I need to be on a desktop. Because
yeah.
on their location and areas, it either lets me show it, or mm-hmm. and then if I show it, I get to get an address and type in the PIN and the thing. But right now it's blank. Or I can not show it, which case it just says save, cancel. Like,
save.
Like into, yeah, I saved it like that, so it's not showing.
Yeah.
Other than that, I guess we'll just wait.
Yeah, let's wait a little bit because I want to make sure that that permanently closed us off. Because if we do it, then you would have to pay the $199 so that we can go ahead and fix it all, get that situated. Once you get through your process on the Google Guaranteed and you get approved, then you can always drop the local only package or else
but
you're paying $199.
But we might not even need the local only if the way,
exactly.
the way it's looking. I might
exactly.
already be set up. Sweet.
Exactly.
Okay.
So that's what I'm saying. Let's wait a little bit. What I can do is give you a call later on this afternoon. We can take a look at it and see if it's already adjusted. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no worries. Yeah.
Okay.
I think I got
yeah,
it.
Yeah, because I definitely want that to be fixed before we proceed with the Google Guaranteed, because then my team's going to be like, well, wait a minute, this isn't fixed, and it's going to prevent it. You see what I'm saying? So if you're trying to save money, that's why I said go into the
edit. I'm definitely down to save money. You know, what's weird is I haven't received a notification in my Gmail, though.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that a little weird?
You should have gotten something. So because it's under review, even though it says 10 minutes, sometimes it might even take a little bit longer. So check your spam,
yeah.
too, Evan. Even check your spam. So if you don't see something in your inbox, always check your promotional or your spam box.
Mm-mm. It isn't there, too. So there is a chance that the email is tied to somebody else, though. How would I figure that out?
There should be a way that when you go in there in your settings, it should show what it is, what email is associated with that.
I mean, it's weird. It's tied to my phone, right? So it should be,
yeah.
Let me go back in here. Your business on email. Edit profile.
So when you look at your edit profile, there should be
under my contact.
Email address. Yeah, under
there's
your
a website, my website, I took credit card about business name, contact information. Let's go under here. Add phone number, website, business information. No, it just puts in your phone number. Maybe because I'm on my phone, but
it could
under,
be.
Under business information, it doesn't. Doesn't say. Maybe I need to find a different business profile settings notifications. Add new business profile. Your business profile. Business profile settings. People and access. Advanced settings. Yes, could be contact.
How to find out what your Google email is. Open your device settings app and tap Google. Manage your Google account at the top. Personal. Under contact info, tap email.
See, it's not
tap
coming
Google.
Up on... let me try that again, though. You tell me. Okay, so I'm at your business on Google.
Do you see something that says settings?
I have a business profile setting.
Okay. And then do you
that's
see something
people.
That says, like, information, personal information, or contact info on there?
Let's see. No, I don't on that. At least. Let me look over here. Under edit profile, I had something that said contact.
Okay. Go to that.
And that had phone number, and it had website. Let me look at the website part.
But it didn't
part.
Have an email, right?
Yeah, it didn't have an email. Highlights, payments, planning, service options. All it has is a phone number part and a website part.
And it's your phone number, right?
Yeah, it is my phone number.
Okay.
But the
yeah,
website
I would try to maybe,
more.
Maybe do it from the desktop. If you don't get anything sent to your email, would it have been the ssa.morris@gmail.com?
Mm-hmm. That's what it should have been, and that's what I'm worried about. It's probably somebody else has their email. You know what I mean? Someone else. How would I manage it? That's weird, right?
Let me ask you. Right. So who was the last company that was managing that? Do you remember?
I do not remember. I don't remember. I'm so sorry. It's been at least 2 years.
It's okay. No worries. No worries. Yeah, I would say let's give it a couple of hours. Let's see if the edit takes place, right? Worst case scenario, if we had to, then we would have to be the ones to clean it for you and edit it.
It says open.
Oh, let me take a look.
I just looked at it.
Oh, yeah, buddy. You just did it.
All right. Okay.
I just seen it, too. Sweet.
Okay,
good
yeah,
job.
All right. So it's back open, and I got the hours. I just don't
nice.
Have a I'm not pinned technically yet, right? Or I am pinned, but I'm pinned.
No, you are pinned.
Address.
Yeah,
you are that pinned. John's Drive,
you're
right?
Good.
Fight. Yeah.
You're good.
Okay.
Awesome. See how great minds get it done.
Okay. So I just saved $200. Hot dog.
Well, and this is the thing. This is why I wanted to make sure, because I was like, wait a minute. Because here's typically we would prefer that we use a profile that you currently have. And when I saw that it said permanently closed, I'm like, okay, there's got to be a way to fix it. You know what I mean? Because we don't, that's one thing. We would never create you a brand new one. We would be like, look, either you fix it on your end or we're going to charge you the $199 so we can fix it, update it, and get that done. Right? But perfect. See, it just takes a little bit of time. I guess we
and
just...
And my stars, so I'm really... I can't read these reviews. I can't read these reviews, but it says there's 5.019, whatever that means.
I see 19 of them, yeah. I'm looking
but
at them.
But when I look at them, it doesn't show me them.
I see the reviews. So how you can see them is, like, when you're looking at your profile page where it says 19 Google reviews, you click on that hyperlink, and then you have some from 5 years ago. These are all, like, from 5 years ago, the reviews. Which is fine.
That's how long ago this thing is.
Five stars. Hey, but they're good reviews. You know what I'm saying? My elderly mother needed an affordable walk-in bathtub. Yeah, it goes all into that. So good job.
Yeah. Okay, cool. All right, well, then that's hot dog. That's great to know. So we are ready, basically, to start the Google Guarantee Program.
Okay. Now, I know when we were talking, yes, sir, correct. So we were talking about, I know you were wanting to focus on the HVAC, right? That's the vertical, the category
we
were talking about.
HVAC is really the first leads we want to try to get,
yes.
Right, before the summer gets out. HVAC leads was definitely what we'd want to concentrate
on.
Yeah. Plumbing now, probably will come in a bit, though. We'll probably add in certain plumbing stuff, maybe like 3 months or 4 months.
Yeah, no worries. Now, let me ask you on the eight. Okay, so the business, where you have the license and the insurance, right, for the HVAC, because I think you mentioned you do have the HVAC license. What zip code are you using for that? Like what zip code is it?
95822.
95822. Okay, perfect. That's, I believe we had already confirmed that, but I just wanted to make sure. So just to confirm with you, because I know we discussed it, but I still always like to go over everything anyways. So the license that they're asking for is, there's the
C20.
The C20, right? Yes.
Yes.
That's the one that they're asking for. Okay. Now, did you ever get your plumbing contractor's license too, the C36?
No.
Do you have
I'm taking that right now. I'm actually waiting. I'm going to probably be taking it in a month.
Awesome.
So I have a B and a C20, but I'll have a C36 probably like in a month now.
Perfect. Now, once you get that one, okay, and then when you want to start now doing those, just let us know, right? So that way we can get you approved for that category. So it would just be a matter of you, like, giving us the updated license for that one, because you're in the process of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We couldn't even try to get you approved now for it because of the fact that you don't have the license yet. But
well,
that's the one that they require.
Is kind of a catch-all, and really – technically, you're supposed to be able to do anything with the B license, but the weird caveat is that you have to do, what is it, 3 trades, I believe.
Uh-huh.
So with the B license, I'm allowed to do electrical, plumbing, and everything except buy heating and air. But you can't, you can't do, let's say, like just a specific plumbing job.
Right. So the way Google Guaranteed is set up is they want that C36. They're not asking
for
They're like
and
super
particular.
And the B
particular. Is going to be too all over
know?
The place for me.
Yeah.
I think to advertise for the B, I'm afraid that I'll get too many leads for just all kinds of stuff because the B,
right.
I'd rather be licensed.
So
you know,
I say
jobs
let's
and
do.
Job.
Right. So let's do the HVAC one, right? The C20. Let's get you approved for that one. Once you get your C36, we can revisit it and just go ahead and get you approved for that one. You're not going to pay another application fee, in other words. We would just process it so that way it could get approved for it. So this way you can get both. Just to kind of give you an idea too, right,
uh-huh.
on how that would work, okay? So let's say now you're wanting to get approved. Let's say a month from now, right? You want to get approved
uh-huh.
for the plumber, right, for that one
uh-huh.
as well. So it's going to be a different lead cost, but I'm going to explain to you how it would all work, right? So that way
okay.
you have an idea of what that one is. So
is
let
it
me
not 33 or is it more or less on it?
It might be a little less, but I'm going to explain to you how it works because it doesn't mean that you would be paying for the plumber and then also paying for the HVAC, right?
Uh-huh.
It would be just one cost you would be paying to be found for both. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So to give you an example, right? When we were talking about the HVAC, the minimum monthly budget is $435, which is giving you up to 13 leads and your leads are basically costing you $33.33, right? When
uh-huh.
we talk about the plumber is actually $400 minimum monthly budget. Your leads are costing you $30.67. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now that doesn't mean that you're paying $400 for the plumber minimum monthly budget and now $435 for the HVAC minimum monthly. What you would pay is the higher budget, which would be $435, okay? And the leads are going to be $33.33, but you would be bound for both plumbing and HVAC. Make sense?
Okay. Yeah. I
like
yeah,
that so
price.
That's how that would work. Yeah.
That's a very esoteric number. Let's keep it there. It's probably good luck.
Yeah.
I'm superstitious.
Yeah. So for right now, I mean, we're getting you found for the HVAC, but just know that if once you get your licensing for the plumbing and you want to start getting those leads, it's still going to be the same minimum monthly budget that you're paying, and we'll just add in for the plumbing leads to come through to you too. Okay.
Okay.
So you're not paying like $435. It would just still be
no,
the $435
yeah,
in your plumbing and HVAC.
And your 13 yeah. will just grow a lot quicker probably because you'll come.
Yeah,
you'll be
but you know, remember exactly. And remember how I was telling you too, like we always start you off with a minimum monthly budget because of course we want you to get a feel of the program first before you start investing more in accepting more leads. But even
mm-hmm.
if you increased it, let's say later on you wanted to take on 20 leads, 20 leads would change your minimum monthly budget to $667, but your cost per lead is still going to be $33.33.
Exactly.
Okay.
I like that. And that's exactly what we're looking to do. So we'll start off slow, but yeah, I already was planning on probably running about at least 1,000 if I'm buying leads. As long as I'm buying leads and it's an actual lead and you have a recourse to where if it's not a lead to getting, you know what I mean, reimbursed.
Yeah,
and
it's,
you have that,
and
right?
exactly. Again, it's going to be an actual phone call, right, that's sent to
mm-hmm.
you. You're not sharing it with anyone, but they call it a lead. What I love
mm-hmm.
about it is because if someone called you to solicitate you for marketing, they're calling you to see if you're hiring, they called you outside of the services that you offer, or if they call you outside of an area that you service and you do not accept that job, it's an unqualified lead, they credit it right back. All the calls are recorded, okay, because Google has a system set up where they know what lead is qualified and what's not, so it's not like you have to be calling in and disputing
uh-huh.
it, right? Because it automatically
oh,
will
so
know
you'll
which
already
one.
Catch that it's not what
yes.
it is and give you your money
yeah.
back.
Now,
back.
If you discussed price, I will tell you this. If you talked about price, you gave an estimate over the phone with pricing, or
mm-hmm.
if you set an appointment, okay, that is a qualified lead.
Okay.
So just an FYI, if you need to pause your leads, let's say you're going out of town or you guys are super slammed with work, you call us, we shut them off. When you want them turned back on, then you just call us to turn them back on.
Is
okay?
there a way? We'll probably pin it to a different number that we both have access to is what we'll probably end up doing.
Yeah, we would want to know what number that you, because they're going to provide you this tracking number, okay, that's going to be linked to your phone. So when you pick up that call, you'll hear incoming Google guaranteed lead, and that's how you'll know it's a lead coming from that program before you're even connected with a potential prospect. So you'll hear it, okay? Now, I know your partner, Robert, did he have any questions or anything?
Not really the number, an 800 number, because that's what we were thinking of starting, getting like an 800 number from me. Or is it a different, like, if they're calling a number, are they calling his number?
So it would be linked to one phone number, right? We can set it up where it's calling his number, but they're going to actually see it's a tracking number that Google will provide. They assign a tracking number to the number that's going to be linked to whatever number you guys want it linked to.
Exactly. So Google's calling us with their own number, but whatever number we put in, it's just whatever number.
Okay,
yeah, whatever number you tell me that you want it assigned to, in other words. Like right now, when we're looking at your Google profile, it has your 916-904-9787, right?
But we could switch that later without much hassle.
Absolutely. You would just have to let us know, because we've had some in the past where they have it like associated, like to give you an example, they associate it with their current number, right? But later on, they get a different phone number that they want because they have someone answering those calls specifically for that. So we just update it to let them know that this is the new number that the tracking number is going to be linked to.
Perfect.
Okay.
So when can we start our Google Guaranteed now that we're past the, we basically skipped
because
the whole first step?
Basically, we can get the process started now.
Okay.
Because it'll take, just so you know, Evan and Robert, it's going to take about 4 to 8, we always give the timeline, 4 to 8 weeks for you guys to get approved, right? It's going to determine on how fast you fill out the application and how quickly you respond to the background check, because Google's going to, they use two different companies. It's not Google who's going to run the background check. They use a company called Evident ID and one that's called Pinkerton. Okay. We would let you know which company it is that's going to run the background check, because you're going to receive like a text message or an email that's going to ask you to either send the front and back copy of your driver's license so that they can verify it's you, or they're going to ask you to put in your information, your birth date, your social, your name, because they're verifying that it's you that they're doing the background check on, okay?
I just passed the one for Porsche, so it shouldn't be that bad.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Yeah, I will tell you this, gentlemen, they go back 7 years, okay? They're looking for felonies. They're not looking at misdemeanors or DUIs, okay?
Yeah, no worries.
And I'm assuming both of you are clear on that.
Yeah, well, I actually had to go through it for my license, but it's all expunged and done. And it was marijuana in California, so it doesn't really.
Yeah. Well,
honestly,
now it's legal, right?
Yeah, but yeah, I had to fight for my license. But that was, I've had my license for like 8 years, I think. 9 years.
Oh, okay. How long ago was that? Do you remember the marijuana charge?
15 years ago. 15 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, if you had to fight for it to get your license and you got it, I mean, you should be fine.
Yeah, I should be. And like I said, I passed Porsche, and I'm sure they look at theirs too, like something like that. I don't know exactly what theirs is, but they ran it through something.
Now, on the license for the business, is it under both of you or is it just under you, Evan?
It's just under me for now, but I'm probably going to switch it to an LLC partnership here within like a month or so.
Okay. So when that happens, just let us know. Now, do you want us to also include Robert on that application? How you would include him if you do that? You would add him as if he's an employee, okay? But that means that they would run a background check on him. Do you only want to keep it as just you?
I think let's just do me for now. It's fine, right?
Okay.
We're just let's just send it to me. And I'll, if you want to send it over to me, I'll forward it to my mom. We're working right now, but she can help me with that. And so
start filling
it
out for you.
Yeah, of course. I'll try to get it ready by today if I can.
Yeah, let's start getting everything set up for you now, and then I'll send over the application. So your first name is spelled E-V-A-N, and then your last name is Morris, M-O-R-R-I-S, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then, so currently the phone number that you want associated with the business, and this would be the number that they're going to actually
call.
Yes, link the tracking number to is going to be the 916. 904-9787. Okay.
Yeah, that'll work.
Company name, how I see it currently reading, is just Upright Mechanical.
Yes.
And then what's the address that you have associated with the business?
Let's do my folks' address again, I guess. That was the one
okay.
I tried to do. Because the other one is my mailing address. It's not a physical address.
Okay.
But this is the one that my license, so my license is to the other one, but not this one, right? The one I'm about to give you.
Okay.
I'll let you know.
The one with the license, what is that one, a P.O. box?
It is.
Okay. So when you PIN verified the business, it couldn't have been done at the P.O. box. Was that at an old address?
No. I imagine it's probably my old address.
Okay.
5, 6 years ago, it's probably my old address, like Welty Way or John's Drive, one of the places
okay.
I lived in Sacramento.
Okay.
I haven't pinned it back in a long time, but this is where I get most of my mail. That other mailbox now, I check it every so often, but I would more
okay.
prefer to send mail here anyhow because it's easier for me to see it. 4263.
Uh-huh.
Cedarwood Street. That's one word, Cedarwood Street.
Uh-huh.
Laughlin, California. 95677.
Rockland, California. How far is that from Sacramento?
Very, pretty close. What, like 15 minutes from Sacramento or something?
Like 15 minutes?
Yeah, it's
okay.
a borough. It's like a suburbs.
Oh, okay. How's your guys' weather over there right now?
It's not, I mean, what part of, are you in California?
Yeah, we're in the southern part.
Okay, yeah.
We're in
we're
Orange County.
Maybe. I think we're like 108.
Oh my gosh, we've had so much humidity. It's disgusting, the humidity. I could deal with dry heat, but when it's humidity, that just like throws me for a loop.
People have been saying that out here too, that it's more humid. But like I said, we're in heating and air, so honestly,
yeah.
I'm kind of like impervious to heat.
I was going to say, you don't feel it, right?
No, I'm in the attic like when it's 108, so I'm like, it's hot. I'm like, really, it feels great.
Right? You're like, I feel pretty good.
Yeah. But the valley is definitely, when people think of California weather, they don't really think of Sacramento. I know that.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so let me do this. All right. So now for the billing, so the only thing you're paying today is just the $250 application fee. Okay?
Yes.
What is the name on the card that you're going to use for the payment?
I'm going to have it called into you. Actually, right now.
Okay.
If you don't mind, I'm going to have, if you send me the info, I'm going to have my mom check it out real quick. I'm going to forward it
yeah.
to her and then have her call you with it, if that's all right.
Yeah, no, that's totally fine. So the application I can send to her once we process all the payment and everything, then
send
I'll send her the application.
I get you.
Yeah, so I sent you. Yeah, do you have the email that I sent you with everything, like the breakdown of the Google guarantee?
Mm-hmm.
Did you forward that
to
her?
Yeah, I do. I do have that.
Okay.
But, it's all right. That part won't matter. If you want, just let me give you her number.
Okay.
Right? And it's her
yeah.
cell phone number. And then I'm going to call her just to let her know that what's going down. And then you can call
her.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that would probably be best because I got to get – we're kind of
yeah,
small.
No
I got to help my buddy out.
Yeah, no, of course.
209-219-5026. That's her number.
And what's her name?
Mom? No, Karen Morris.
I'm sorry?
Karen Morris.
Karen Morris. You're like, Mom.
Yeah.
I'm going to be like, hi, Mom.
Mom.
She's
yeah.
going to be like, when did
about.
I adopt a daughter?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
Okay.
My past
right?
is coming back to haunt me.
Yeah,
no.
Give her a call. Let her know, Evan. Let me know when you think is the best time for me to call her. My name is Nadine.
What was it? Nadine, right? Yeah, Nadine.
Yes.
You can call
yeah.
her like in, wait like 15 minutes. I'm going to call her right now.
Okay. Yeah. Just let her know. I'll give her a call and I'll go over everything
I just
with her,
let her
too.
Know, cause you're, she's paying, you know, over the phone. So I just want to let her know that it's not fun.
Yes, of course.
It,
and if it's
yeah,
her paying for it, then I want to make sure I talk with her. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
To
That's
give her the whole
so.
Breakdown. Okay.
Exactly. Okay.
Awesome.
Right. Well, thank you.
Sounds
right.
good. You're welcome.
15 minutes and call and
yes.
Super. Right on. Thank
okay.
you so much.
Perfect. You're so welcome. Bye.
Okay. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.